Let's take our Bibles this morning and we're going to dive in to the book of Genesis, the very first book of the Bible. Genesis chapter 1. We are talking today about the origin and age of earth. The origin and age of earth. And we are going to look here at Genesis chapter 1. We're going to read the first five verses. And I have them here, especially for those online to be able to look on, all right? And so Genesis chapter 1, please notice what the Word of God says. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for your holy word, this sacred record. Lord, I pray that you would help us to understand as we look at the origin of earth today. I pray that we would see your truth and that you would convince those who have their doubts about the authority of the scripture in matters of science, in matters of earth's origin. I pray that they would be convinced of the truth by the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that for any who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, those who will undoubtedly, whether at this point or in the days ahead, listening to this recording, that if there's any who don't know Christ, that they would recognize their need to trust Jesus Christ as their Savior, that they would recognize that there's a real hell and there's a real heaven as well, and that sin is the problem, and that Christ alone is the answer, and that they would desert their works, that they would not place confidence in their rituals or their good deeds, but that they would recognize them for what you call them as filthy rags, and that they would run to the Savior and cast themselves on him by simple faith and be saved because of believing on Jesus. Lord, we just pray that you would do that work in that heart. We thank you for this. Teach us now, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, well, I'd like to share, in the beginning of the message here, I'd like to share some things about not only what the Bible says, but first of all, let's look for a moment at what science says. And when I say science, I specifically mean what has been become mainstream science, what has become evolutionary science, all right? So I'm going to share that. What does evolutionary science say? Well, I have a couple of slides here with some information. Here's on the age of the Earth. Okay, so let's look at that. The age of the Earth. This is on National Geographic on their website. I also got confirmation of the community, the evolutionary science community, in some things I listened to on the History Channel recently that goes along with much of what we're going to read here in this quote in National Geographic about the age of the Earth. Earth is estimated to be, and again, understand the perspective. I'm sharing it for us to have an understanding of that background, all right? Earth is estimated to be 4.54 billion years old, plus or minus about 50 million years. Scientists have scoured the Earth searching for the oldest rocks to radiometrically date. In northwestern Canada, they discovered rocks about 4.03 billion years old. Then in Australia, they discovered minerals about 4.3 billion years old. Researchers know that rocks are continuously recycling due to the rock cycle, so they continued to search for data somewhere. Since it is thought the bodies of the solar system may have formed at similar times, scientists analyzed moon rocks collected during the moon landing and even meteorites that have crash landed on Earth. Both of these materials dated to between 4.4 and 4.5 billion years. End of quote. National Geographic. I'd like to share something else from National Geographic on this topic under the heading of Earth's Evolution. Earth and the rest of the solar system formed about 4.5 billion years ago from a huge spinning cloud of dust and gas. Over a period of about 10 million years, the dense center of the cloud grew very hot. This massive center became the sun. Wow, that's kind of shocking. The rest of the particles and objects continued to revolve around the sun, colliding with each other in clumps. Eventually, these clumps compressed into planets, asteroids, and moons. This process generated a lot of heat. Eventually, Earth began to cool and its materials began to separate. Lighter materials floated upward and formed a thin crust. Heavier materials sank toward the Earth's center. Eventually, three main layers formed, and the core, the mantle, and the crust. As Earth's internal structure developed, gases released from the interior mixed together, forming a thick, steamy atmosphere around the planet. Water vapor condensed and was augmented by water from the asteroids, the comets, that continued to crash to Earth. Rain began to fall. Liquid water slowly filled basins in Earth's crust, forming a primitive ocean that covered most of the planet. Today, ocean waters continue to cover nearly three-quarters of our planet. The end of Earth will come with the end of the sun in a few billion years. The sun will no longer be able to sustain the nuclear reactions that keep its mass, the luminosity, and luminosity consistent. We'll end there. All right? So I wanted to share some quotes there for you to understand what is being taught in our schools across this land. What is being taught about how the Earth came to be. And so we're talking about this morning. I would like to just share, I didn't have these on a slide, but I just had highlighted a few other things in this article on the Earth, on National Geographic. Of course, Earth, the planet we live on, one of eight planets in our solar system, and the only known place, this is a direct quote from National Geographic, the only known place in the universe to support life. Earth is the third planet from the sun after Mercury and Venus and before Mars, 93 million miles from the sun. Earth's interior is a complex structure of superheated rocks, the dense core, the bulky mantle, and the brittle crust. No one has ever ventured below Earth's crust. Just some things I highlighted. Earth is a rocky body constantly moving around the sun in a path called an orbit. The Earth and Moon follow a slightly oval-shaped orbit around the sun every year. At the same time that it revolves around the sun, the Earth rotates on its own axis. Earth's rotation causes the periods of light and darkness that we call day and night. If Earth did not rotate, one half of the Earth would always be too hot to support life, and the other half would be frozen. Earth's atmosphere is a blanket of gases enveloping the Earth and retained by our planet's gravity. Atmospheric gases include nitrogen, water, vapor, oxygen, and carbon dioxide. The atmosphere is responsible for temperature and other weather patterns on Earth. It blocks most of the sun's ultraviolet radiation, conducts solar radiation and precipitation through constantly moving air masses, and keeps our planet's average surface temperature at about 59 degrees. Take your Bible to Jeremiah 10, if you would. Jeremiah 10, right in the middle of the Bible. To me, just as, again, not a scientist, I'm not received any kind of credentials from any universities or anything like that with regards to science. But it sounds to me like Earth is pretty special and pretty complex. Very many complex things have to go right every day, every moment. Consider Jeremiah 10, as we just read about the atmosphere and some things like that that are verbalized here in National Geographic, I take you to Jeremiah 10, beginning with verse 12. The Bible says, "He hath made the earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom, and hath stretched out the heavens by his discretion." Let me read that verse again. "He hath made the earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom, and hath stretched out the heavens by his discretion." Verse 13. "When he uttered his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures." God created this earth. God created the universe. You know, some of the things we read here in these quotes that I've shared with you, obviously there's some things that I believe are some observations we can make that are have some credibility and reality. Of course, much of the conclusions or how it came to be is incorrect, but there's some things there, just noting the atmosphere and some of those things that I have mentioned. But the premise is completely contrary to what the Holy Word of God teaches. They teach it as all accidental, all random chance that now